This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner of one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is too close to call. Georgia election officials say final results are expected sometime today, Wednesday. Lawmakers from the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are scheduled to meet Wednesday in a joint session of Congress to count and certify electoral votes based on the result of the November presidential election. President Donald Trump continues pushing his most loyal lieutenant to overturn the White House election results. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage." It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
German-listed companies must include women on their executive boards as part of a landmark bill agreed by the country's coalition government Wednesday after voluntary efforts failed to close a gender gap. The law sends a very strong signal, a justice minister told reporters. This is VOA News. Europeans are pressing Iran to back down on its uranium enrichment activities. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Germany, France, and Britain want Tehran to reverse the decision to start enriching uranium to levels beyond the limits of a 2015 nuclear agreement. Europe foreign ministers say such enrichment is a clear violation of the 2015 agreement between Iran and six world powers and further hollows out the agreement. On Monday, Iran began enriching uranium to levels unseen since 2015. The decision appears aimed at increasing Tehran's leverage during President Donald Trump's waning days in office. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Schools in Ireland will close for the rest of the month as a tsunami of infection threatens to overwhelm the healthcare service, the government said Wednesday. Prime Minister Michael Martin told reporters in Dublin, quote, "We simply have to suppress this surge," end quote, announcing a slew of new coronavirus infections restrictions. For January, schools will be closed with limited exceptions only for special education students and those preparing for exams. All construction will also cease until February, apart from a small number of exempt projects such as essential repair and social housing works. Ireland is already in the midst of a third virus lockdown, with non-essential shops shut, bars and pubs closed, and citizens asked to work from home. The European Union authorized the coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. drug company Moderna Wednesday. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen said, hours after medical regulators gave it the green light. The Moderna vaccine is the second to be approved by the European Medicines Agency, and the Commission has organized a joint purchasing program to provide doses for member states. Vaccination has begun in EU member states using the version developed by U.S. giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. After Moderna, there are four more candidates for approval. India has not imposed a ban on exports of vaccines for COVID-19, the federal government said, amid a controversy that it had imposed restrictions on an Indian company expected to be on the front lines in supplying vaccines to developing countries. India, the world's largest vaccine producer, is expected to play a pivotal role as low- and middle-income countries look ahead to launching immunization programs to bring the pandemic under control. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.